In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear people of God, and especially my dear confirmants, how wonderful to have your confirmation day on this day of Pentecost. Some of us may be surprised if I said that Pentecost was equally important to the Christian church as both Christmas and Easter. Yes, we know that the birth of Jesus was essential to our salvation, because if Jesus had not been born, he would not have been able to rescue us. Easter is also vital in God's plan to save us, because our Lord, through a cross, purchase our salvation by Jesus' shed blood payment for sin. Since Jesus is risen, we know his payment for sin was accepted. Easter Sunday provides all believers eternal life. But Pentecost stands with Christmas and Easter as equally important. Why? Because beginning with Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fills believers and spreads the gospel of Jesus. By the Spirit's power, all are made aware of God, the gospel's saving power, and all can be drawn by the Spirit's action to Christian faith and service. That's what happened on that first Pentecost, as we read today from the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit gets the good news out, makes the people aware of the gospel saving power, and graciously draws them to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. So why is the Holy Spirit so important in all this? Without the Holy Spirit, Christian discipleship would be inconceivable. There can be no life without the life giver. No understanding without the Spirit of truth. No fellowship without the unity of the Spirit. No Christ-likeness of character apart from the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And no effective witness without his power. Without the Holy Spirit, we would not be here this morning in God's house to hear his word and witness these three young men be confirmed in their faith in our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you confirmants would not be able to complete 2 years of class with Miss Kathy and I, all those assignments, the evening with the elders, and even stand up here to share your Christian testimony with us and profess your faith in Jesus. You would not be able to promise faithfulness to God's word and according to it in faith and live in faith, word, and deed. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot remain true and steadfast to God and his church, even to death. The Holy Spirit does all that for us. And that's why Pentecost is so important. That's why it's wonderful to have your confirmation day on this day of Pentecost. In our gospel reading from John chapter 14, Jesus uses a very unique word to describe the person and work of the Holy Spirit. The Greek word is parakletos. Parakletos, which literally means one who is called to one side and stands by one side. One who is called to one side and stands by one side. This word can be translated in a number of different ways. We heard today, helper, but also advocate, comforter, or counselor. Jesus said in verses 25 and 26 of John 14, "These things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the Helper, Paracletos, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." "I'm going away," Jesus says, "but don't worry. Don't be afraid. Let not your hearts be troubled. I'm leaving behind for you and for Christians of all times in all places a full-time, free-of-charge helper, the Holy Spirit." And the Holy Spirit does help us with our Christian faith, life, and growth. One of the great comforts that the Bible teaches about the Holy Spirit is that His gifts are all connected to our callings in this life. The Holy Spirit gives gifts according to the office that He gives. So He calls us to certain stations, vocations, and callings in this life, and then He comes with wisdom and strength to fulfill that office. That's how the Holy Spirit is our helper. The first office we have is the office of Christian. In order for us to be a Christian, the Holy Spirit helps us, giving us repentance. In John chapter 16, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will convict the world concerning sin because they do not believe in Jesus. I mean, we might know that we do wrong things and we break the law, but the Holy Spirit teaches us that what we cannot otherwise know, that our sin is really unbelief. That's the essence of our sinfulness, and that's horrible in the sight of God. This is why the old theologians talk about sin like leprosy. Because when you have leprosy, you cannot feel. In a similar way, by ourselves, we cannot know how bad we are. The Holy Spirit has to teach us through God's Word. And that's why it's so important to be in the Word. Not only at home, but also here, where God's Word is preached and proclaimed to us. Besides convicting of sin, Jesus also says in John chapter 16 that the Holy Spirit will convict of righteousness because He goes to the Father. So Jesus is saying to His disciples, "I'm here forgiving you now, but I am ascending, and so the Holy Spirit will bring that declaration of righteousness to you." The Holy Spirit is speaking to us what Jesus is declaring in heaven, that our sins are completely forgiven and that we have the righteousness of God in Christ. Not only are all the wrong things we have done taken away because of Jesus, but all the righteousness of Jesus is added to us. And that right there is law and gospel. The Holy Spirit shows our sin, and He also shows our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the Holy Spirit comes to every single Christian with His fruit to teach us the things we cannot otherwise, that cannot be otherwise known through the Word of God. Remember, the Holy Spirit teaches through the Word that we are sinners who are forgiven by Christ. And no one can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. Now, the Holy Spirit also helps us, giving the gifts needed for the office. Think about the disciples on that first Pentecost that we read today in the book of Acts. What did they need in order to spread the gospel of Jesus to thousands of people from every nation under heaven that day in Jerusalem? The disciples needed to communicate in a language the people would understand, in the language of all the people. So the Holy Spirit gave to the disciples the ability to speak in other tongues and the courage to do so. The Holy Spirit gave gifts needed for the office that they had. This is the reason we lay hands on people and bless them, especially today in our confirmation service. When the Lord's people are confirmed, they confess their faith. They kneel before the altar, and the pastor lays his hand on them, praying God would bless them and that they would have the Holy Spirit. Why? Because now the confirmants are entering into the office of the public Christian, a public confessor of the faith, a communicant. And they need special gifts from the Holy Spirit to do that. It's the same old joke about when a pastor is ordained and installed in a church, and all the pastors come and they lay hands on the pastor's head and pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." And the people in the back say, maybe we should have called a pastor who had the Spirit already. Well, the pastor has the Spirit as a Christian, but now he's entering into a new office. And so we pray that the Holy Spirit would come and give the gifts that the pastor needs for the office of the Word, to stand and publicly teach God's Word and lead the Lord's church. This blessing also happens on weddings. The pastor lays his hands on husband and wife and says this blessing: "The Almighty and gracious God abundantly grant you His favor and sanctify and bless you with the blessing given to Adam and Eve in paradise, that you may please Him in both body and soul and live together in holy love until your life's end." So the Holy Spirit comes and brings His gifts for the Christian husband and wife to live as such. Can you see how important it is for us to pray for the Holy Spirit? We should be praying daily to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so He would give us the strength and the courage and the wisdom to live according to the callings He has given to each one of us. And dear confirmants, I really would like to encourage you to pray to the Holy Spirit. You are becoming a communicant, a public confessor of the Christian faith. And here's how we start our prayers for the Holy Spirit. "Lord, You have made me a son, for me, a husband, a father, a pastor. Lord, You have made me a citizen. Lord, You have made me a Christian, a public confessor of the faith. Lord, You have done all that. You have given me the offices and vocations in this life. So please, give me the strength that I need to do the work that You have given to me." Therefore, let's all of us pray daily that the Holy Spirit would fill us, that we would know our sin, that we would know His righteousness, and then we would have the wisdom and courage to live according to our calling. We should be always asking to be filled by the Holy Spirit. That's a prayer the Lord loves to hear, and He will never say no to you. It's why Jesus died and rose again, and He's ascended into heaven so that we could have this great gift of the Holy Spirit. So may God, the Holy Spirit, help us to pray that always. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith in Christ until life everlasting. Amen.